I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As the Labor Day holiday is upon us, so is the early Canada goose season in West Virginia.
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing so I can tell you what a great dad you've been.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
It's a holiday weekend approaching. However, the hunting season gets underway in earnest.
The whole purpose of September goose season is to target resident birds specifically. We know that we don't get a lot of migrants in West Virginia, but the ones we do not arrive here until later in the year. So by hunting in September, you know you're shooting birds that were hatched and brooded right here.
That's Steve Wilson, biologist of the West Virginia DNR out of Elkins, and he explains that the habitat in West Virginia has been so inviting that many of those birds never leave, and that makes them a problem in many places.
They have been a problem for several years, actually. The problem is most of the problem geese are in areas where they're not really exposed to hunting that much, if at all. So hunting season really doesn't address some of those nuisance problems and simply can't address it because hunting is not available in the city park.
And that's because they select some of the best manicured grass as feeding grounds, typically in a park or a yard or other areas that just aren't conducive for shotguns.
Golf courses, corporate landscapes where you have a nice little pond and nice mown lawns, even athletic fields at times. Anywhere where there's maintained grass near water, geese are going to find those areas and start hanging around there.
And when you do find hunting ground, scouting is a key to success.
Regular scouting is the key because they're going to change their habits and their patterns as time goes on, depending on where they get a lot of hunting pressure and where they don't, what crops are harvested this week versus last week.
And that does make a difference depending on what time of year you're there.
You want to look for maybe a recently mowed hay field that they're feeding in, get that new growth right after a hay field's been cut, or possibly a pasture field where they're loafing, working on the small grass there. Of course, water is a key component. There's got to be some water somewhere in the neighborhood. As opposed to later in the year, you might look for harvested cornfields.
And remember, geese are federally protected waterfowl, so you need that federal waterfowl stamp, and you have to adhere to the federal regulations with regard to plugged shotguns and non-toxic shot. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.